Howdy neighbors, Ron Haysbe buzzing with you today, talking about GPSA. We're back in just a moment.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and zero-turn mowers. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500. Or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends June 30th.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
Did you know the Beef Quality Assurance Program is made possible by your beef checkoff? Well, this is Baxter Black with a good word about our BQA program. It helps folks like you and me get more value out of our cattle, and it tells consumers we're working hard to deliver a safe and wholesome product that tastes great. Learn more about BQA at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Last June, right at a year ago now, the GPSA agency, the Grain Inspection, Packer and Stockyards Administration, released their proposed marketing rule on livestock. Sweeping changes being proposed by the agency, and a firestorm of controversy followed as supporters of the rule have pushed hard to get it implemented. The detractors, the opponents of the rule, have cried out saying, no, this is going to be bad for the U.S. livestock industry. One of the groups upset with the GPSA marketing rule, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they were very pleased when a few weeks ago the House Appropriations Committee voted to instruct USDA not to use any funds to finalize or implement the GPSA marketing rule. Colin Woodall is in their Washington, D.C. office, and he picks up the story from that point.
Well, right now we are in the process of considering the fiscal year 2012 Agriculture Appropriations Bill on the floor of the House of Representatives. And there is a provision in there that would defund GPSA in any further work on this particular rule. So we are really working hard to make sure we preserve that language, because we know that is going to be the only way we're going to be able to send the signal to the Secretary that we're serious about this rule being a huge burden to cattle producers, severely influencing the marketplace and putting the government right in the middle of a cattle producer's ability to market their cattle when they want to, how they want to, and for what price they would get. Cattle producers can have a huge impact on where this goes. The fact of the matter is the grassroots really still speak very loud in Washington, D.C. Members of Congress want to hear where you're at.
One group that's been rather middle of the road when it comes to their position on the GPSA marketing rule has been the American Farm Bureau. They sent a letter to Marcy Kaptur, Congresswoman from Ohio, saying they did not support the defunding of USDA on the finalization of the GPSA marketing rule. Woodall says that NCBA agrees on most things with Farm Bureau, but not this time.
And we were really concerned that this would continue to give USDA the funding they need to come after cattle and hog marketing. So that's why we have really pushed back against the American Farm Bureau Federation, and only on this issue and their position.
We mentioned a moment ago Marcy Kaptur, the congresswoman from Ohio. She did speak out against the defunding late Wednesday evening on the floor of the House.
It will undermine long overdue fairness in poultry and livestock contracts for millions of farmers, ranchers, and producers. By allowing Section 721 to remain in the bill, the House is standing with the few big meat packers and against the many thousands and thousands of producers.
She's hopeful the Senate will reverse this House action. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday starts the second annual Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned Oklahoma State Championship Barbecue Contest. 2 days of family fun this Friday and Saturday, June 17th and 18th in the park in Chandler. The fun starts Friday at noon. You vote for your favorite barbecue. Then Paik McIntyre opens the evening's live entertainment. Just follow historic Route 66 to the second annual Hog Wild Barbecue and Chrome Fest in Chandler. Friday and Saturday, you'll enjoy the fun. See you this Friday and Saturday. It's the second annual Hog Wild Barbecue Championship in Chandler.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.